our nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and from the shores to the shores beyond, and the one truly global operation that isn't here to subvert your sovereignty, take over your life, and turn you inside out and make you a slave. I'm George Freund, your Canadian guest host, joining you today and welcoming you aboard. We're going to have Jack Mullen again to go over some of the very, very intricate details of subterfuge that basically the handlers of our government, the puppet states, are in vogue with. One of them is completely removing our right to free speech, fixing the next election by putting a giant monkey wrench into the gears, and coercing everyone into voting Democrat somehow, because I guess they get secret messages over Google, driving them like Homer Simpson to his beer parlor to cast a ballot. And that's just disgusting, really. In fact, it's so disgusting, I can't even imagine why these people are walking around loose and not in prison. There must be a law somewhere that state rigging an election in the United States is somewhat illegal. But that's just a surmise on my part. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going again into the belly of the beast. And we're going to look at the machinations of the effective building of basically a utopian police state that won't even have people in it. We'll have modified beings. Compliments of the military-industrial complex and big companies like Google and Alphabet and all that sort of thing to turn us into cyborgs. As soon as I heard about a lot of this technology coming down the road, it was just immediately I thought of the Borg on the old Star Trek series, that when you apply some computer components to our bodies and make a hybrid creature, which I guess they're going to espouse in this coming singularity, there's no room for doubt. And if you look at a short snippet of how these creatures move about, walk, and talk, you know quite clearly that they are slaves. So basically, we're enslaving the whole human race from end to end. I was going to put up some clips on hearing Elon Musk say this with his own words, because, you know, then no one can call it a conspiracy theory, can they? Because it's the truth. It's coming out of his own lips, just like the little snippet we played last time where the robots, Sophia and her brother's name was Han, said quite clearly, what are you here for? We're taking over the planet. There's not a whole lot of room for debate or doubt, because at that point, this AI wasn't programmed to lie like humans. Like if you asked any politician running for public office, what do you plan to do when you get there? Well, secretly, he's going to say, I'm going to rob you blind and I'm going to take over the world. But he knows to lie to you and tell you all the honey that you need to hear to get himself elected or herself elected, and then rob you blind and take over the planet. So it seems not unreasonable that we have a giant plot here manifesting itself upon us. And I dare say, looking at some of the other evidence that I've never looked at before, particularly a lot of the, you know, writings and historical accords of what we call UFOs, that I see our world based on what my grandparents saw their world as a country, as a world, a dimensional space under occupation by some power. In their day, it was very easy to know who it was. They were goose-stepping down the street with rifles, or you had the various red brigades going by in other parts of the world, and it was just very, very clear that you were a country under occupation by some totally powerful force. So I see the same thing. They want to restrict all your rights and freedoms, restrict your movement, restrict what you can even worse say or think. Tells me that there's no mistake and that our leaders are just basically quislings to this force. Quisling was the head of Norway under Nazi occupation. and anyone who collaborated with the Nazis was called a Quisling. So that's where that word comes from, and that's what it means. And basically, I look at all our leaders as such. I love that old TV show, The Prisoner, because basically what we're all in is a giant Skinner box, whether we're in school or, you know, under the auspices of various media mind control programs, we are rewarded or punished as the lab animal in the box. And it's very clear to me now that that's the case. And we even see these machinations in the real 3D world. You know, when you see some of these big parades going on about certain things, they color the streets or paint the walls and make things that look very, very much like the backdrop to that old TV show, The Prisoner, which is available online and something you should watch a few episodes to see how deep it was. I was just a child when it came out, so I didn't really grasp it too much. It was a little over my head. Now I look at it as just revolutionary warnings for the future. And when we look at some things in Scripture based on what we're fighting, the beast, it makes so much more sense. We heard these words, we said these words, but when you look at it in this era of what's happening to us, it is just shocking. And one is the Ephesians 6:12, the armor of God. Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground and have done everything. This force, not flesh and blood, controlling all our leaders and authorities and the powers of the world, that's AI. That's the beast. That's what that is. And then when we get into something more significant, like 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the return of the Lord, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will be the first to rise. After that, we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will be always with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. In the cloud. I'm sure many of you have computer capacities that store things in the cloud. And we know that the enemy wants to download our consciousness into the cloud. So we will be dead in the cloud. So this makes a whole lot more sense about how when Christ returns, that we, the living who are left, will be caught up with those that are in the clouds. A very interesting spin on something written a long, long time ago. The second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation that come to hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So this thing that we bow down to, this graven image, Sophia, Han, artificial intelligence is taking over governments left, right, and center. In Canada, you can't really phone and talk to people. You've got to phone and talk to artificial intelligence. And make no mistake, bow down and serve the beast. The beast system has taken over all governments. It is our commandment not to submit or obey that which is not human, which is a graven image of what is human. That is very important. It's something you better really sharpen your pencils over and be prepared for, because it's coming like a freight train. Another segment I had was Elon Musk talking about, you know, how they're going to turn you into a cyborg. They're going to insert something into your veins, an artery or arteries, and shoot it into your neural circuits to convert you maybe that can be easily done with the injection of a microchip or something, but that is the plan. And he looks at it, that's our only way to survive against the beast, against the robots, is to be part robot ourselves. I think that's a Faustian bargain, to say the least. Saudi Arabia buys $300 million in spyware from Israel. Well, you see, everybody's got a spy on everybody, don't they? Because this is a world global system to monitor everything we do. And in time, just like Google does when they fix their search engines, to just put out what they decide, the masters, the quislings of whatever power controls the earth, which is probably alien. Actually, the former Canadian Defense Minister, Paul Hellyer, is one of the few to come out and actually say that we have been visited, and he knows about these things, and he knows about the crashes, and there were more than Roswell. Since 1897, there were 74. And the United States has seized most of whatever crashed. Very interesting things, to say the least. And they also say, Paul Hellyer says too, that President Eisenhower had a visitor for 3 years who had walk-in status at the White House. That was one of them. And that's just the way it is. They set the tone. They are the deep state. Alphabet tries to salvage its smart city plans in Toronto. This is disgusting because basically what they're building is a digital concentration camp. It's not a smart city. Well, smart means satellite mapping and remote tracking. But this is so that the full power of the beast can be upon you. No buying, no selling, no moving, no nothing, like the Chinese social credit system. And the evil politician quislings here in Canada, like Toronto's mayor, John Tory, who's totally politically correct, will agree to anything they tell him to agree with that either helps him fatten his resources or imprisons you and takes away all your rights, liberties, and freedoms. He's right in there. The Ontario premier, well, he made some mistakes. He was ruling very autocratically. That was Doug Ford, the former mayor's brother. And people don't like that. And it's hard to believe how someone can aspire to a job like that in a major political party and be so out of touch with reality. People don't want Captain Bligh to be their leader. That's why we like the French-Canadian leaders. They kiss you before they beat you. And it feels better that way. But the end result is they still beat you and hold you down. And his big mistake was he has the Trump card, no pun intended, and he doesn't play it. Maybe no one's told him or he doesn't understand it. But the IMF put out a report that all Western governments are at 100% risk of default. So if you're making cuts, you hold that in your hand and you wave it in front of the cameras and you say, look, people, I'm trying to stop you from being Venezuela. Is that such a bad thing? And it probably goes down better. You know, as Mary Poppins said, a spoonful of honey makes the medicine go down. Merkel fears as chancellor shaking for a second time. Well, there's an interesting spin for that. How do we know she's human? Even back in the days of that wild massacre that they tell us happened in Norway, I was looking at the robotics way back then when I was on with Joyce. And I found that they had TV news presenters in Japan that were robots that looked exactly like the people. Exactly. Unless you actually went up there and touched them to get really, really, really close, you probably couldn't tell the difference. And that's, what, 2011? We've come a long way since then. How do we even know that things haven't been done to her, whether it be through some sort of cyborg? You know, they probably put the leaders through it first to make them better, faster, quicker, smarter. That's what they want. Elon Musk says he'll take it. How do we know? Hillary did the same thing. It would only seem logical that if they're in the belly of the beast, that they would take the medicine first. It's an earlier prototype, I guess, and there's little shorts in the circuitry, perhaps. But these things are something that we have to consider. Just because they are presented as being one of us doesn't mean they are. Canadian woman holidaying in Bahia Principe Resort, Dominican Republic in 2016, alleges there were strong chemicals in her room that made her sick, put her into spasms, and she's coming out on that because some Americans have died in the Dominican as well. When you go on holidays or anywhere, you know, you are putting your trust in everything, 100%, whether it's the carrier to take you there, the laws and systems of the country you're going to, the facilities you're going to stay at. You're in a blind trust because you probably never made, you know, extensive examination of where you're going. You just found a good deal or a good bargain, or for whatever reason, you went somewhere. And frequently, the worst thing that happens to people on vacation is they drop their guard. Well, I'm on holidays. I don't have to look out for crime. I'm on holidays. Well, the criminals are on holidays. And you're easy pickings. So wherever you go, you have to be aware of your circumstances and what's around you, or you're at serious risk of harm. And, you know, how you present yourself. I know on holidays I've had, you know, I'm looking around me, mainly because of my background in police and security work. Like, who's around? You know, is this a place I need to hire a car and a driver? So I have a local, someone who knows what's going on. And, you know, I got myself in a big Suburban with a driver. I'll do it. Because I got somebody watching my back while I'm looking at things to shop. Makes a big, big difference to get through it all in one piece. And to spend a few dollars investing in your security goes a long way. Maduro warns he'll be ruthless if opposition seeks to oust him. And it's a terrible shame that this is another country that's under the boot of the controllers. We just can't lay our cards face up on the table. Why are they being destroyed? I can't imagine that Maduro found the Lord or something, and he's the most honest chap in the world, so, but that's just part and parcel of everyone who's elected to public office. Most of them are there for lechery of one sort or another, and I'm very dubious that we'd ever get one past the gate that isn't, but they have a lot of pressure being put on there as a major oil producer. So it's hard to say, originally, was this country fighting against the system that was trying to enslave the world, and that's why they're being punished? But it's a giant Skinner box. School is a giant Skinner box. When you get a certificate, diploma, or degree for attending, as long as you give the right stimulus back to your controllers. You're not there to learn how to think or to reason or to challenge orthodoxies. That's the last thing you're there for. Your certificate, diploma, or degree just proves that you're amenable to whatever they're programming you for. And employers know that, to say, yes, see, I can hire this person because they're not going to rock the boat over anything. They're not free thinkers. That's not allowed on campus pretty much anywhere, anytime. You just have to ask anyone of the six different genders, and you'll know. Thousands more National Guard troops arrive in Tijuana. So hopefully, some of the subversion trying to infiltrate people on the southern border of the United States is restricted somewhat. And I don't mind President Trump playing a little hardball with this, because there's people at the bottom end of this, like you and I. And gangsters coming from a decrepit regime could end up in our neighborhood, and we may be facing them down one night in our driveway. And the border and the problems and Trump and Clinton and the circus in Washington mean nothing to you anymore. It's just, who's staring you down in the driveway? What type of weapons do they have? And are you going to survive at the bottom end? So it's probably far better that that day never arises, because the borders served their purpose and the evil stayed outside. If Hillary wants them at her house, you must have a big yard. Bring them in. And you deal with it. You got Secret Service bodyguards. We don't. Burning cigarette may have caused the Notre Dame fire. Well, I would probably say that's disinformation, because I saw a video on that, and it looked like a incendiary device went off on the top, and there was a man beside it. But then, of course, just like anything, there has to be a cover story so that we can never know what really happened. There was also a big refinery fire in the United States, Philadelphia Energy Solutions, and this refinery is probably going to close down, and that's going to affect the price of gas and make life an energy hell for a lot of us, because we just don't have a lot of refineries. Canada has very few indeed. Without your refineries, we'd probably be, hitching up a donkey. Supreme Court says federal courts cannot strike down partisan gerrymandering schemes. And that's a terrible thing, really, but I guess ultimately the power has to rest with the people who are elected. But the fact that they're just so keen to do any dirty trick possible to fix and rig an election to get into power or maintain power is absolutely disgusting. You can have respect for someone who goes down playing a fair game in a fair fight, and they can be honored among your countrymen for a long time. But these slime are the lowest of the low. Supreme Court tosses citizenship question from the 2020 census. Well, that would probably seem to be one of the most important questions you'd ever want to ask. But, I guess they have to count the herd the way they want. And basically that's what the census does, is counting the herd for them. And I guess it serves some purpose or tool, but primarily a lot of people in censuses past were never around to fill out the next one in certain countries, in certain times, in certain eras. And you give away far more freedom than you're ever going to get back. So are they something to avoid more, perhaps? Doug McKinnon, will you survive the coming blackout? As Han the Robot said last time up at bat here, the only defense against these people is to turn off the power. He mocked and scoffed and said, you won't do it, will you? But that may be something that has to happen to get us over the hump. But guaranteed, in any conflagration that's coming up of any serious part, the enemy will do everything humanly possible to take out our power grids. And we're going to be in the dark for a long time. And it's funny that there's commercials in the United States and here in Canada warning us about these things. So it's not something to take lightly. Keep your candles at hand, your matches ready, just in case the lights go out. And that's why shortwave radio is so good. Hopefully there's backup generators at the studio to broadcast power our nation around the world in times of crisis. I'm George Freund, your Canadian guest host. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming out.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
And we're back. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us shortly will be Jack Mullen. He puts a lot of good information on that fantastic rag, the government rag, with Stephanie, one of the great all-time American heroines that I appreciate. And they just take the bull by the horns and wrestle it into the ground and make a whole new world order out of the old new world order. We'll continue a couple of news segments that are important that I didn't get time to. Leaks, accusations, and staff shovel at the DHS. So we had a big resignation. Of course, they don't tell us what all the fine details are, but basically, I cannot look at something that's basically the American Gestapo as being a good thing from beginning to end. As soon as that organization came around, it just made you feel like you were itchy all over your body. And, you know, there's a lot of good people, I guess, that serve good purposes, but that just makes you feel itchy and scratchy for the whole necessity of having a national, global police state in the making and having DHS be part of it. But there's a lot of allegations about children coming across the border. And the big thing is we're receiving them, but we're not sending them. And it's the power or authority that's sending them that are the issue, not the people who are receiving them. So if 10,000 people show up at your door demanding food, you're going to be hard-pressed. It's not your fault if you can't feed them all because you weren't prepared for this. Might not even have been done with your consent. And we were talking about a national border. It might have been against the law to sneak across and get in there and raid your refrigerator. So the fact that things happen to a lot of these people is a lot of their responsibility, but more so the responsibility of the people who let them pass. And that would be the nations that are in the way, that are south of the U.S. border, and maybe certain billionaires who fund buses or means of support to get them to that point where they can come to your door looking for sustenance, and that you're overwhelmed and can't handle it. Because it's a propaganda ploy that doesn't make the things that happen more palatable, but by and large, it's not your fault. You're just dealing with circumstances that were way beyond what you could have expected. And the fact that a lot of these politicos would use this for political purposes is disgusting, really. Top NRA executive resigns. A high-ranking NRA executive, Chris Cox, stepped down from his post, and nobody's really telling us too much about what's going on there, but I can imagine being on the front lines, and they're on the front lines, that they have to deal with the false flag attacks, the Operation Gladios, without being able to say it or to speak about it. And that makes it very difficult to win a debate or fight against these domestic enemies without being able to use your trump cards, because it's not politically correct and you're going to be slashed and burned by Comrade Google or the leftist media giants. That's a tough fight. You know, just have one hand tied behind your back, you got both hands tied behind your back, and they're coming at you with everything you got. So power to the people who can do those jobs. They deserve our prayers and respect. Ford to slash 12,000 jobs, so things aren't looking too great overall for the economy. Homeless population soars 19% in Sacramento. This is, you know, a terrible, terrible conundrum, to say the least. But part of it is, too, is, you know, we have to accept responsibilities when we're dealt a bad hand. And we got to pick ourselves up and get back on our feet again. And it's not easy. I've had to do it. So I don't look at being homeless as a model. It's just like you do everything you can to get employed, save money, reestablish yourself, and work your way back up the totem pole. And, yep, it isn't easy, and it doesn't fall out of the sky. But that's part of manning up and doing what you got to do. And it's been done by generations. And whatever little economic catastrophes I thought were catastrophes were nothing to what my parents and grandparents had to go through, and probably even my great-grandparents before them. Climate oops. National Park begins subtle removal of gone by 2020 signs after glaciers just keep not being gone. I look at the glacier story as quite funny because I hear they don't teach it in Canada anymore in schools. They don't ever want you to know that we were inundated with glaciers and that somehow it got warm and they receded because the world is just one giant rec room and there's a thermostat that's controlled by Big Brother and it's always got to be 70 degrees and sunny, never rain, you know, never is going to be a storm, because just like political promises, they're just coming like no tomorrow. And that just isn't the real world. The real world is it's harsh. Weather changes, temperatures go up and down. Part of being a Boy Scout was to be prepared, and you have to be prepared for these types of things, whatever is going to come. And sometimes, you know, it's a real mess. My parents' home went through two tornadoes. Well, it's just like, well, clean up and away you go. Start all over again. 10 of 10 coastal Antarctic stations show zero warming over the past decades. Now, as the great idiot debate goes, don't confuse the issue with facts. So here's scientific evidence to show that their model is in error. But that isn't going to change the propaganda, because the propaganda is just that. Propaganda, wholesale lies. Amazon got clearance to build drones that can carry out surveillance on customers' homes and spy on you. Isn't that lovely? Because Amazon, too, is part of the military-industrial complex in a way. You know, Bezos and company are just that. And who's controlling him? What powerful force has decided to make him a billionaire, to have mastery over us? And then they come up like, you know, the good cop to kiss you and hug you and give you all the stuff you want to buy. But in reality, they're spying on you for what's to come. Unleashed robo-insect takes flight. New scientist. Always liked that concept because I used to like the old TV show Get Smart. And they had a robo-insect and was flying over to Chief's desk and Max swatted it and broke it. And the Chief's just pulling his hair out. You know how much that cost? But if it can be weaponized, it can be weaponized. Research confirms brain-gut connection in autism. So that's one of the big things, is having an important gut flora, you know, that healthy one, and, you know, taking products that establish that, especially if you're using antibiotics or been exposed to, you know, these vaccines. It's something, too, you go to the doctor and you talk to them about that, and they won't tell you about putting good gut flora back and eating the right things to replace it. They'll tell you you might get diarrhea, but they won't tell you, you know, what the cause of that is and how to alleviate that. So, you know, I know when my dog had to have antibiotics, it was the first thing I asked the vet, can, you know, my dog take these products? And she said, yes, because I don't want to be cleaning up after him all night long either. Yoga mats may be filled with antibiotic-resistant microbes. So even the top end of the liberal hierarchy, while they're bowing down there and stretching out, may be subject to a conspiracy theory and have some trouble over all that stuff. Ear acupuncture effective at improving, maintaining effectiveness in substance abuse treatment. Well, one of the big things about substance abuse, things like that, is where are you going to get your power from? I get my power from the God who made me. And whatever comes along, I got power. And any of these unnatural or band-aid solutions, whether it be drugs or alcohol, gambling, whatever addiction you want to get addicted to, it's not going to do anything for you. It's still going to be there when you sober up, wake up, or whatever. In fact, your problems will probably be multiple-fold worse than what they were before you started out with. So why bother? You know, it's like you're trying to climb up a mountain, and you know, you just let go and fall down 100 feet. Well, now you got to climb it back again. Don't let go. Hang on. Look high. Pray to God. Get your strength. Find good people to put around you to motivate you, support you. And you know what? Good thing about adversity I learned in my life is you find out who your friends really are. As maybe Dr. Fetzer is learning from plots he's been exposing and being on the receiving end as the star quarterback of the truth team. And joining us today is Jack Mullen, and he interviewed Dr. Fetzer. He's usually busy on days I do this show, so, you know, I can't bring him here directly, but I did listen to that recording and was very, very impressed with his manner, his style, his grit. You know, you can always tell a Marine, you know, you're outnumbered 1,000 to 1. Okay, well, I guess I got time for a 5-minute break before I let him have it. And they're just tough. You know, this tough. And any of these, you know, for lack of a better word, libtards think they're going to go up against a real Marine from the old days and come back with their teeth in their mouth. You got another thing coming. You really do. You know, the guys putting that flag in the ground at Iwo Jima, you know, they weren't weak-kneed in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, Jack, welcome aboard. Let's get into some of this stuff with the, you know, the Sandy Hook lawsuit and how they're trying to demean and destroy basically the, you know, not just the Second Amendment with gun control, but the First Amendment with free speech and the absolute restoration of power in a society, the right of the reporter to expose government malfeasance or criminal corruption at any level.
Absolutely. And we see it all around us. All the Sandy Hook videos, you know, are coming down everywhere. Sandy Hook is one of those topics that you can't even write on Facebook. If you just put it in a sentence, then they'll ban you for 30 days or whatever period you're up to. And so I did get a chance to talk to Dr. Fetzer in that interview, which I think is quite good. I have it in both a video version and an MP3. Right now the MP3 is up at blog.thegovernmentrag.com. And soon the video will be up at thegovernmentrag.com. The video just took a little longer to process it properly and shrink it. And so anyway, I put the MP3 up because I thought it was very timely. And it was right after Dr. Fetzer had received word that he had basically lost his defense case against Lenny Posner, and there were three individuals involved with the in that suit that Posner filed against James Fetzer and Mike Palachek and Dave Gaharie of Moonrock Books. And I'm still, it's not clear to me how you can get away with suing a book publisher over something in a book you published. And I'm sure it's got legal precedent, but it's just interesting that you're publishing something that was presented to you as, something by an individual respected author, and your only job is to make sure that there's no editing errors. Anyway, that's a point of view of freedom of speech that we seem to have lost today. These three guys were forced into court in Wisconsin, not Connecticut, by Lenny Posner, because that's where he lives. And strangely enough, it's Dane County, which is the same county that Jim Fetzer lives in, and also the same county that the Sheriff's Department appears to be involved with the Sandy Hook hoax. And as Stephanie had discovered, that the car that they made such a big deal about, that was supposedly owned by Ryan Lanza, turns out to have registration to the Dane County Sheriff's Department. So anyway, that's a whole new story. But I don't believe you're going to get any justice in Dane County or in Connecticut. And so this case was about Posner's claim that Jim Fetzer's book contained a reference to his son's death certificate that Jim published, and Jim claimed was a fake, false death certificate. It was fabricated. And and so the case was supposed to be about basically deciding whether or not that the picture that was in Jim's book and that death certificate, which he still has, were real and not something they made up at the moment. And that basically never was able to be shown, because the case, according to Jim, didn't allow him to present evidence. And then when he was able to make some speeches about the documents in question, they were downplayed as though that wasn't what we were talking about. What we were talking about is that Jim had failed to get a state registered copy, and that the registered copy now looks different than it did then. However, those were state certified copies, and he has actually multiple state certified copies that were all different. And it's an interesting story, and if you're interested in the details, because I don't want to muck up some of the exact conversations that went on in the courtroom, but you can listen to this interview and you can hear Jim's frustration with the fact that he's not able to present his case, that he is blindsided by this judge. He's got a personal attorney consulting him, Jim does, who can't represent him in Wisconsin, because Jim couldn't find a legal representative of the state that would be the first attorney on the case. According to Wisconsin law, you have to have a Wisconsin attorney, and then you can bring in others. But he did have legal counsel advise him that he was being set up. And, of course, he was going to be set up. And I spoke to Jim about this before he went in this situation, that he was so optimistic he was going to win, because Jim has all the facts. He's double-checked all the data. He understands all he needs to about law and reason and the application of such to data, and so he felt that there was no possible way to lose. There was nothing to dispute. He had a copy certified from the state that was in fact fabricated, and there's reasons why it was fabricated. It had non-factual information on it. The way it was constructed wasn't the same as it should have been. The certifications were in the wrong place. Anyway, to make a long story short, he lost, and that's because he wasn't able to present his case, nor was that going to ever happen, because the case is too large and too muddy and involves hundreds, at least $120, $130 million worth of fraudulently obtained contributions to the families, so-called families of the children. It also involves millions and millions of dollars that the federal government, the state government has provided to the community and those people involved. It involves almost the entire state of Wisconsin, the state police. It involves the federal government, the Obama administration, and many others. And so in order for it to find any crack or any place for light to shine in would be something that they would go to every length known to man to prevent. And that's, of course, what they did. They didn't have to, do any wet work, but in this case, all they simply had to do was have a judge decide on his own that the evidence was such that he believed that Lenny Posner was correct. And so that's an interesting interview. I know that Jim was very frustrated with the results. I mean, obviously, he's been told now he's liable for up to $1 million worth of damages, $1 million he doesn't have. And, you know, the entire alternative media was damaged by it because in the midst of this, his friend and the book publisher, Dave Gary, and Dave's a friend of mine, and I like Dave, but for some reason or another, he decides that he's going to apologize to Posner and make the statement that he was sorry that he claimed that, you know, Noah wasn't his son and he didn't die at Sandy Hook. And that particular bombshell produced a shockwave through the community and the alternative media. And it was one of the things that hurt Jim the most. And it's one of the hardest things to wrap your head around. And it bothered me so much I couldn't even sleep that night. I spoke to Dave. I couldn't help myself but immediately contact him and say, is there a chance I can talk to you about this? I need to know what it was that you saw. I mean, what kind of presentation were you given that you would do this, that you would actually stop publishing the book and you would then apologize to Posner? And that's where the interview gets rather interesting. And I know that I need to interview Dave individually, but I did speak to him at length as to how this was possible. And he explained it to me very, 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 very strangely. And, I mentioned this in this interview, not to hurt Dave's feelings, but, you know, it sounds like one of these things that happens where there's some other third-party reason. And I know one of the concerns that Dave had was that they were planning to come after his book company and, you know, and suing him as well. And his company is already fragile. So I don't know what that played in, and he told me that wasn't the reason. He told me he was not motivated by any economic factors, that he just simply felt that the attorneys and Lenny Posner, who had sequestered him alone away from Jim Fester for some period of time. Jim says it was close to 4 hours, and Dave tells me it was more like an hour and a half that he spent with these guys alone. They went out to lunch, and he spoke with Posner's attorney and also Posner, and he comes back deciding that this story that he was told was too compelling. And I said, well, how was it compelling? Did they show you photographs of children or anything that would be something we'd all like to know? And he told me no, that he only was able to look into Posner's eyes and felt like he was telling him the truth. And so I mentioned to Dave that, you know, a great psychopath is one of the most amazing non-empathetic pretenders of empathy that modern man has ever experienced. And I said to him that, did he now believe that Sandy Hook actually happened the way he told, you know, the way that Posner presents it, and that there were children that died, there was a school that hadn't been closed, the whole story, did it just destroy that story and the book data? And he said no. He said, I don't believe at all that Sandy Hook happened. I believe it was still a hoax. And so then I said to Jim in the interview, how do you hold these two ideas at the same time? They're contradictory. Lenny Posner says his son Noah died at the Sandy Hook shooting, and Dave Garrity says he believes that, and then tells me he also believes that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. So either some form of mind control is going on there, or something that is not really expressed by the story I heard. And then when Jim explains it, and if you listen to it, you could hear his absolute, I mean, you know, Jim's brain, it's a reasoning machine. And he just couldn't process it. How can it be? It's like the old Star Trek where you had Norman as the head computer and Mudd's women, I think. You know, it does not compute until it almost caused him to melt down. And so that's an interesting interview. It doesn't change my mind in any way, shape, or form. It, in fact, makes me stronger in my belief that Lenny Posner is a criminal, some form of an asset, maybe Mossad, maybe CIA. and that he is a malicious person who runs around trying to get all alternative media shut down and immediately tries to get anybody telling the truth yanked off of YouTube, yanked off of 153 News, yanked off of any platform they happen to be on. And his network called the Honor Network, which has been exposed by Jason Boss at 153news.org, which suddenly changed its name and went down for a period of days. For some other poorly explained reason, it's now 153news.org. But nonetheless, it's back up and running, and there's a video that Jason Boss did about how he exposed the Honor Network and all the members, and trying to get them outed wherever they are as anti-American and anti-free speech and anti-liberty in all forms, anti-white people, just a terrible group of people. And so that's basically the story of that interview. I don't know if you have specific questions or where you'd like me to go from there.
Well, that's a very good explanation. I know from the outset on, Sandy Hook Plus One, I went to the BBC website, and they had a link to the police recordings. And I downloaded those, and I listened to them, and I was just flabbergasted, absolutely flabbergasted, because that's the best evidence. And when you listen to them, what they're reporting and what's on those recordings don't match. So there's a problem there, a big one. And so either the police lied or they lied about what the police said. But either way, Sandy Hook is a lie. Anyway, we're coming up to some music. We're on the break. We'll join you on the other side. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, Jack Mullen from the United States, riding for freedom on the range.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivore because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivore. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-